a number of you getting in touch with us on a game that's going to be behind the GAA Go paywall. Huge game. And that is, of course, Kerry and Mayo on Saturday week at 3 p.m. in Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney. A number of you getting in touch with us, not happy with it, saying the parking is going to be a disaster. One person gets in touch. Saturday is a disaster for parking in Killarney. Sunday parking, much more suitable. The GAA season is too condensed, cramming into 11 weeks. That's the main reason for the coverage issues. That's just one of the comments we got in yesterday. We're with me in the line to talk about this in more detail and whether the town is ready or not for this key game. I suppose so early in the summer compared to other years is the Cathaoirleach of Killarney Municipal District Councillor Niall Kelleher. Niall, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry, and morning to all your listeners.
Will there be problems? Will there be parking issues when the Mayo crowds descend on Killarney?
No, Jerry. Look, Killarney is used to holding such big occasions in Fitzgerald Stadium, like Munster Finals and many other events right across Killarney. And look, parking will be provided. There will be the usual places that are opened off the bypass and the Cathedral Field and private operators effectively opening private fields for car parking. And I suppose the point that your listener made there, that Killarney parking in what is a normal Saturday is somewhat more difficult, but that's because you've people that will be going in doing their weekly shopping and many other things, which will probably on this occasion decide to defer us until Sunday rather than doing it on Saturday when they expect Killarney to be exceptionally busy. But Killarney is well capable of holding it. What I would say is I'd encourage people to come early and avoid any such issues. And look, traffic coming into our county from all coming from one direction in Mayo will also be an issue. So I don't expect too many from Mayo will be listening to us here this morning, but I think it's been important that they take their time and set off early to enjoy what will be a fantastic event. And we're expecting, which we've had in the past, a great atmosphere and a great buzz in the town of Killarney for the weekend.
So this is going to be run effectively like a Munster final.
Yeah, most certainly. And look, the Garda traffic management plan will be placed. The car parks will be marshalled. Everything will be done to have ease, have as much speed as possible in relation to people coming and enjoying the game. And look, it'll be the same as a Munster final, but I suppose what's quite interesting is we're usually in a Munster final busiest with our neighbours in Cork, and they do travel, but some stay overnight, and a lot of people will probably be staying in accommodation in Killarney and other parts of the county, which is obviously of a benefit. And many, I've no doubt, will probably park where they're staying in their accommodation and walk to Fitzgerald Stadium, which will be no different to any other town that an event would be held in.
Yeah, there is an issue with accommodation. I mean, the hotel rooms were booked out well over a week now. There's issues with accommodation in Tralee that weekend as well, so that suggests the numbers will be big. Will there not be an issue with the fact that Mayo people will be unused to coming in these numbers to Killarney in the middle of the summer? This is the first time this has been done, a game this high profile, kind of this early in the summer, shall we say.
Yeah, I suppose, but it's early in the summer. If it was a bit later, it might be a different situation. But look, Mayo, Westport and many other tourist towns, they know what it's like. They know what Killarney is like. And that Killarney is a popular tourist destination, as well as Kerry in its entirety. So, you know, quite interesting, Jerry. The great thing about bookings.com is you can cancel at 24 hours notice. And before this game was announced, it was well signaled that it would be happening, and people were booking hotel rooms long before it was officially announced, because they can cancel them within 24 hours notice. So that's why hotels in Killarney were exceptionally busy, because I've known there's a lot of Mayo people that booked it on the anticipation that the game would be on in Fitzgerald Stadium. Nothing different than we've heard of before.
Yeah. There are rooms available, but nothing for under €200 per night. And you'd have to book two nights to get that rate. So you're looking at €500-600 for accommodation. Does that tell its own story, Niall, about the pressure on accommodation? And we have the figures out from Fáilte Ireland, €1.1 billion of a loss to tourism because of government contracts taking up X number of beds all over the country, including here in Kerry.
Yeah, Jerry, look, that's, we're going off into different subjects now in relation.
I understand
to
that, but it's just, it's related to major events, major matches.
It's related, you are right. Yeah. But I suppose, look, the Fault Ireland piece said that there was 2,700 jobs taken up in relation to where that's at in Killarney. And, you know, in my previous role as President of the Chamber of Commerce, one of the biggest problems that we had in Killarney from businesses was they couldn't get staff. So I really want to look at the methodology in relation to calculations of those statements, and I'm hoping to do so. I haven't done it yet, but look, Killarney is a busy popular tourist destination. There's great value to be had. You know, I myself had the pleasure of being up in Dublin at a Bruce Springsteen concert on a Tuesday night, and I'll tell you, you didn't have those figures anywhere near available for accommodation, and that's, that, you know, that is an issue. But I think there's great value to be had all year round in Killarney. Are they going to be a bit more expensive when it's busy? Yes. But I think there's good value to be offered.
Okay, so you think that there will be no issue here? The parking will be there, the availability will be there, the plan will be there in place to make sure this game goes as smoothly as possible?
Yeah, and it'll be fantastic for everyone. It'll be fantastic for all the operators of every business in Killarney. The boost it'll make to the economy, as all Munster finals do. But it'll offer a great atmosphere to the people that are coming
Look, I know the decision is for Killarney to make, or anyone involved in Kerry GAA to make. They're at the vagaries, the mercies of the vagaries of television rights and scheduling by headquarters. Would it have been better on a Sunday, this game?
I don't believe, Gerry, there will be much of a difference between one or the other, to be honest about it. I think that the Saturday will allow people that are working to be able to head down and enjoy the Saturday and have their time going home leisurely on a Sunday. I think that would be a lot easier for people, and they'd be able to attend work and not have to, maybe on the Sunday, that mightn't be the case. So I think all round, the game will go as smoothly as it possibly can with the large volume of people, as you're saying, over 38,000 that will attend Killarney, and Killarney's used to holding
these. And this game, very welcome by the businesses of Killarney, I'd imagine. No Munster final, Cork Kerry this year.
Absolutely, it'll be a fantastic boost for all businesses right across Killarney, no matter what type of business it is, whether it's the accommodation providers, the hotels, restaurants, cafes, shops, and I don't, no doubt plenty of people will come and enjoy walking the streets of Killarney and spending some of their hand-earned cash in our town. So that is obviously a very important benefit to the town.
Okay, all right, listen, that's where we're going to leave it.